Welcome to day four of Unstuck. I'm Jenny, the CEO of Positively Beaming and the author of Teach, Lead or Leave. And today we are going to spend time talking about the stories you're telling yourself. They're those beliefs that sound so reasonable, so true that you have never even questioned them before. Things like, I'm too old, or I can't afford it, or I don't know how to do anything except teaching. I am going to lovingly, gently, but very firmly call bullshit on those stories because they are what's keeping you stuck. And quite frankly, you deserve better. Are you ready? Let's go.
I'm going to tell you a little story about Janie. She appears in my book, Teach, Lead or Leave. She's 52 years old. She's got 20 odd, possibly closer to 30 years in education. Excellent teacher, but she's tired. The passion's gone and she's just going through the motions. She had a friend who was already a client of mine, and this person said, I think you should go and see Jenny. Why? She said, I'm just a teacher.
And she said, I think you'll get something out of it. Anyway, she sat in my coaching chair and she said, my passion for education just isn't there anymore, but I'm not sure I could do anything else. I really don't have any transferable skills and I'm just going to have to stick it out. And she said that with a little resigned shrug. And she said it like it was a fact. So I asked her, where did you learn that story? That you've got no transferable skills? That you just have to stick it out? And she just looked at me like I just asked her why the sky was blue. She said, it's not a story, it's true. But here's what came out over the next few sessions. Janie's father had had the same job his whole entire adult life. Her parents had sacrificed to put their children through university. She was the first woman in her family to have a career as we know it. So somewhere, somehow, and not surprisingly, she had absorbed the message, pick your thing, commit, you stick at it no matter what. And there's that added bit about you should be grateful to have this great career. And perhaps that was true for Janie's father's generation. It made perfect sense then. But Janie's own young adult children have had multiple careers already, and she doesn't judge them for it. She actually thinks it's exciting for them to explore and to experiment. But for herself, oh, that doesn't apply to me. I just have to stick it out. Can you see the limiting beliefs? She could see possibilities for everybody else except for herself. I hear a lot of limiting beliefs in my coaching, and I'm going to share just a couple with you today. These are probably the most common ones that come up, and I want you to listen to see if any of these resonate with you. I'll just see this cohort through and then I'll make a change. I'll just see this leadership team through and then I'll make a change. Translation, I'll make a change at some unspecified time in the future that never actually arrives. How many cohorts have you just seen through? Limiting belief number two, I'm too old to change careers. Really? Says who? At 55, you've got 10, maybe even 15 years left in your working life. That's longer than some people's first careers. In fact, that's sometimes two careers left in you. And by the way, mature workers bring perspective. They bring emotional intelligence and work ethic that employers value. But you've decided you're too old? Based on what? Limiting belief number three. I don't have transferable skills. And this one just kills me. You can manage 30 tiny humans with different needs, abilities, and behaviors Primary teachers can plan across 8 curriculum areas. You can differentiate, plan, assess, communicate with different people, think on your feet, solve problems under pressure, manage programs, lead teams, analyze data. Oh, but sure, no transferable skills, right? Wrong. Bullshit. The next mindset's a little bit like I'm too old to change. And that's the one of I only have X number of years before retirement. It's too late. Let me ask you this. If you don't change, will those next 2, 3, 5 years feel long or whiz by? Because let me tell you, spending 5 more years in a job you already hate will feel like 50, and spending 5 years in work that energizes you will absolutely fly by. But the one that I call the golden handcuffs is this one. I need the holidays, salary, conditions that schools bring. And look, this one's really tricky because holidays and school conditions are super valuable, particularly if you've got a family. But this is what I have discovered. When you leave the pressure cooker environment of teaching leadership schools, you don't need to have a break every 10 weeks. You don't need 2 weeks to recuperate after a 10-week sprint, and you certainly don't need those super long summer holidays anymore. It's stress that makes those breaks essential, and it disappears, or at least dissipates, when you find work that energizes you rather than depletes you. And the salary? Sure, it matters. But how much do you actually need? Not what are you used to, but actually, how much do you need to cover your bills and to lead a happy and healthy life? I had a money story once. It was like work hard, save hard, sacrifice now, put everything in your superannuation, plan for retirement. I've changed my story, and it now is how much is enough? How much is enough to do the things that really light me up? How much is enough for one holiday every 18 months? Here's one of the most insidious limiting beliefs, and that is I've already invested so much time, money, or energy into my career that I can't just throw it all away. There's a name for this. It's called the sunk cost fallacy. It's the idea that because you've already invested resources, time, money, effort, you need to keep investing, even when it's no longer serving you. But here's the truth. Those years that you've already put in, they've gone. You can't get them back, whether you leave or not. That money that you've already put in, it's gone. You can't get it back, whether you leave or stay. The only question worth asking is, what do I want to do with the time that I have left? Your qualifications, your experience, your expertise, they don't disappear when you change roles. They're assets that you are taking with you. You're not throwing them away, you're applying them differently. When you leave a job that is destroying you, you're not wasting your past investment. You are protecting your future. Let me say that again. When you leave a job that's destroying you, you're not wasting your past investment. You're protecting a future one. Let me tell you a story about Karen. Karen was the head of English in a secondary school. 10 years there, loved her department, but the school culture, for all sorts of reasons, was becoming toxic. She had limited to no support from the senior leadership, and she had applied for deputy roles both within her current school and also elsewhere and was getting knocked back. Her limiting belief, I need to get promoted to make me think that leaving is worthwhile. I can't take a sideways move. That would feel like going backwards. So she stayed stuck. She wanted to promote out. She wanted to leave her current school, but in a higher paid, higher status job. She was stuck. She was miserable. She was taking extended sick leave. She was drinking too much wine. Finally, she decided that a pivot sideways would be okay. Same role, head of English, but at a different school. And guess what happened? Not only did she get that job, but within 6 months, her new principal recognized her exceptional leadership skills and offered her the acting deputy role, not because she had any more experience than she did at her previous school, because she was in an environment that valued her. The story that got her stuck and kept her stuck was that sideways is backwards. This wasn't true. And this happens all the time. Sometimes sideways is exactly what is required. So here's today's experiment, and it might sting just a little bit. I want you to write down one story that you tell yourself about why you can't change. Just one. I'm too old. I don't have the skills. I need more money. I have to wait until something happens. Whatever it is, write it down. And then I want you to ask yourself, is this actually true? Is it familiar? I mean, if it is true, actually, genuinely, factually true, ask what would need to change to make this untrue? Sometimes our limiting beliefs are just limits that we have accepted without questioning, that often come from our family of origin or from societal pressures. And they're not facts, they're stories. And when we question them, they crumble. Tomorrow is our final day together, and we're going to talk about the next right step, not your whole life plan, just the next thing. I look forward to seeing you then.